Hey, look, there's a fly in this weekend. Now, where's my guitar? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. My guests are John Zapp and Eileen Hummel, who are co-founders and directors of the Flying Musicians Association. I ran across them on a calendar on the web because of an event this weekend in Kerrville, Texas, at the Mooney Airplane Company. It's called Fly-In Music Jam, and we're here to talk about what that is, how it got started, and what exactly are the Flying Musicians Association. John, Eileen, thanks for taking some time out for our listeners today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, I'll let you pick who. Tell us about the Flying Musicians Association, how long it's been around, and how you got started.
The Flying Musicians Association got started. The idea started 2 years ago in July. John, Zapp, and I are both pilots and musicians as well, and we discovered that there are more of us out there than we thought. So we decided to form this organization to give musician pilots or pilot musicians an opportunity to get together, to know each other, to share our music, to share hangar flying stories, and most importantly, to have fun. We incorporated in July last year, and we have over 120 members now, and we're growing every day.
I guess I need to ask you what the common link is between music and flying. When I think about pilots, or especially famous pilots, a few people come to mind. I know of a couple of TV personalities, a couple of actors. Unfortunately, the world found out through tragic circumstances that John Denver was a pilot years ago. Is there anything in common that makes someone who's involved in music more likely to be involved in aviation?
I believe there's a whole slew of attributes that are in common. And just from scanning to multitasking to listening. As a musician, you listen intently to others around you that are playing cues. You're looking at not only the music, but also at the conductor if you're in an orchestra or a band. And as a pilot, you're also listening. You know when something isn't sounding right. If your airplane and you're in tune to the machine that you're flying, you can hear when something's not right. You can hear when something's about to break or has broken. And you're listening to not only folks talking or a chatty co-pilot, to also listening to air traffic controllers trying to break in and get your attention as well. So there's all types of similarities, and there's been studies by schools all over the country, including Embry-Riddle and Berkeley, and I think it was brought to my attention in the 70s. United Airlines was at where they actually went out to the schools, to the music programs, to recruit pilots. They realized there was a big synergy between the two.
Well, how do pilot musicians meet each other? I know it seems to happen even at small fly-ins. There are some very small fly-ins with which I'm familiar that feature as an informal activity people breaking out, you know, guitars and fiddles at night around a campfire. What is the music scene like at Camp Scholl or at Oshkosh, or is that where it even exists?
I found music in the Cajun Quarter and the antique camping area at Oshkosh. That's where I first found it. The guys over there were jamming, and I came over and ate their the shrimp gumbo and the red beans and rice and played music. And then you bring your musical instrument with you, typically a guitar or whatever, and you just sit there and start plucking, and someone will find you.
That's very true. And I belong to the 99s, which is a woman pilots organization. I've discovered that several of the women in our group have also degrees in music as well. And I have some friends who are airline pilots who tell me that some of the airline pilots that they fly with bring their guitars to in the airplane, and they play when they're not flying.
You know, Dan Greider is an airline pilot and a fairly famous owner of a DC-3. In fact, he's about the only guy around who still offers type ratings in a DC-3 as an instructor, which is kind of a neat thing to get stamped on your license at this stage in the DC-3's, you know, product lifespan. But I remember the first time I got to see the inside of his plane, I walked in and there's a line of guitar cases there and a banjo case. And I said, I looked curiously down at it. I didn't even say anything. He just looked at me and said, "That's so we can maintain instrument proficiency." All joking aside, it does seem that there is a music scene there. What makes someone decide as they're packing for Oshkosh to put in a banjo or a guitar?
Oh, it's second nature. Folks have been going to fly-ins all over, small fly-ins, breakfasts, and bringing their instruments. If you're a musician, you pretty much don't leave home without it.
We flew to Oshkosh a couple years ago and brought a guitar and some rhythm instruments, and we sat by our tent in the evening and sang some songs, and that attracts other people from around us would come and listen, and then they'd say, "Oh yeah, we are also musicians." So that's how we get to know the other musicians.
It's kind of grown and become an expectation over a period of years then.
I guess so.
Well, listen, when we come back from the break, let's talk specifically about your event this weekend. My guests are John Zapp and Eileen Hummel, who are co-founders and directors of the Flying Musicians Association. And they have a fly-in / jam session in Kerrville, Texas at Mooney this weekend. I'm Paul Plack. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed come standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9000 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. Paul Plack here with John Zapp and Eileen Hummel of the Flying Musicians Association. And there's a fly-in music jam being held at the Kerrville Airport. Starts actually today for the Kerrville Folk Festival. John, Eileen, tell me, first of all, it looks like this goes on for much longer than normal fly-in. This apparently is a bigger musical event than maybe it is an aviation event.
Oh, certainly it is, and a folk festival is huge. It started in 1972. It's in the backyard of where the big Texas fly-in used to be at the Kerrville Airport years ago before they moved to Abilene and then moved to New Braunfels and finally it faded away, but the community is huge on not only music and has been for years, but aviation as well. I believe the president of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, when we met her, she said the last year that they had the Texas fly-in there, they parked, I believe, 1,023 airplanes.
Wow.
That's pretty good for a little regional fly-in. But the festival itself is just absolutely huge. It's on the Quiet Valley Ranch, and folks will be able to fly in or drive in and camp out and jam and listen to music all week and just have a great time. So picture Oshkosh without the airplanes parked in there, just wall-to-wall tents and instruments.
All right, talk a little bit about some of the folks who are going to be appearing this year. I know some of our listeners will know Ravi, who is sponsored by Sennheiser. Tell us about his music and how it interacts with aviation and with Sennheiser specifically.
Well, as far as Robbie's concerned, he's one of our founding members, and he's going to different events throughout the country. He was just at last weekend at the Virginia Festival of Flight, and of course Sun and Fun prior to that, and he'll be at Oshkosh along with the rest of the flying musicians. Sennheiser is sponsoring the flying musicians throughout the week at Oshkosh, and hopefully next year or one year in a not too distant future, we'll be able to sponsor a flying musicians night at the Theater in the Woods. But at the Kerrville Folk Festival, it's huge for singer-songwriters and songwriters. It's a big opportunity for folks to come out and play their songs and listen to other songs, and it's all acoustic. And it's just there's just a plethora of different acts that are performing and musicians. And if you go to Kerrville-music.com, you can get the entire lineup for the 18 days.
All right, that's Kerrville, K-E-R-R-V-I-L-L-E, for those who are not from Texas. Well, this is a fascinating idea and event. It's very different, and it stood out on the calendar. I think what I'd like to do is, there's a couple of things we haven't talked about, and that is what you both do for a living and how it interacts with music and flying. And if it's okay, I'd like to have you back tomorrow and talk about those aspects.
We'd love to do that.
We would.
John Zapp and Eileen Hummel are founders and directors of the Flying Musicians Association. Find out more about the group and this weekend's event at www.flyingmusicians.org. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.